WLAK 1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Inez de la Quatera. They got a deal. Israel and Hamas agreeing to a four-day pause in their hostilities that'll allow supplies into Gaza and around 50 hostages to be released.
Most people feel like this is the one shot. If people aren't released in this deal, they could be in there for years. The last Israeli hostage held was a soldier in Gaza. He was in there for 6 years as they negotiated over his release. And eventually, there were 1,027 Palestinian prisoners released from Israeli prisons.
ABC's Matt Gutman in Tel Aviv. Three people remain unaccounted for after a landslide smashed into three homes in a remote fishing community in southeast Alaska. Three people were killed. One adult survived. Like we needed any more incentive to avoid ultra-processed foods like chips and ice cream, reporting in the European Journal of Nutrition, researchers linked a 10% increase in daily consumption of processed foods to a 23% higher risk for head and neck cancers and a 24% increase in esophageal cancer. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court heard arguments Tuesday in a lawsuit challenging the state's legislative maps. Lawyer Mark Gaber, arguing for the petitioners, suggests Wisconsin's political boundaries are some of the most out of proportion in the United States.
This shocks people across the country who look at this map. This is like foreign to what redistricting looks like.
The court will decide whether Wisconsin's maps are drawn to the point of being unconstitutional. The opening weekend of the nine-day gun deer hunt in Wisconsin was slower than last year. The Department of Natural Resources says this year's opening weekend numbers were about 16% lower than last year. Wildlife officials blame mild weather. This year's season started several days earlier than last year's. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
It's the Packers and the Lions on Thanksgiving. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Detroit has hosted an NFL game on Thanksgiving since 1934. The tradition continues when the Lions face Green Bay, kickoff at 11:30 a.m. on CBS. 17 players on the Packers injury list, including rookie tight end Luke Musgrave, who had to be hospitalized with an abdominal injury after beating the Chargers on Sunday. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
He didn't say anything all game. You know, something came up and he'd been in the hospital.
NBA, big game for the Bucks. They lay their five-game winning streak on the line when they take on Drew Holiday and the Celtics, 6:30 tonight in Boston. Giannis, interviewed on Bally Sports Wisconsin, asked about Chris Middleton surpassing Sidney Moncrief for leading scorer in franchise history.
He's number four now. How cool is that for you?
It's really cool, but he's not catching me. He's not catching me. Got a long way to go.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. The Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy skies today with a high of 43. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight, 22. Highs around 30 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM. Right now, 24.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
What really prompted me to call is how respectful and willing to listen you are. We are human beings. People have their beliefs for a whole lot of reasons, some of them rational, maybe some of them not.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate the call, Stephanie. Look, we just need to listen to each other. Doesn't mean we always have to agree. I'm not going to give in on what facts are, but we do have to listen to one another if we want to try to get this country back on track.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
What is the meaning behind Movember?
It isn't just about the mustaches. Movember is meant to raise awareness about men's health, prostate or testicular cancer, or suicide, and also be a reminder to see your doctor. Movember started in Australia in 2003. It's now observed in more than 20 countries. So guys, remember to see your doctor, and however you celebrate this month, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. From the heart of the St. Croix Valley, we're in touch with you. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. Own.
If you've ever driven a tractor, you're her friend. This is the Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
I was driving back from the farm yesterday and I noticed, some folks have a few snowflakes. It started showing up on my windshield just south of Green Bay. Then it was gone. Then it was just moisture in southern Wisconsin. You back me up on that on our talk text line. Good morning, everybody. Fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke. Glad to be along with you. And I do appreciate your insights because you bear out what I just said. For Dan in Caledonia, Illinois, he had 0.3 inches of rain. Then some folks in Cambria said they got snowflakes versus rain. And up in Burnett, they got about 0.3 inches of rain as well. So a little bit of everything as we head into the Thanksgiving break. Now, I do want to remind you, no show on Thanksgiving Thursday, but I'll be back with you on Thanksgiving Friday. No markets on Thanksgiving Thursday either. Weather-wise, what can we expect? It's kind of a mixed bag. Today, it looks like we'll see partly cloudy skies, 43 our expected high. For Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, sunshine and 41. Friday, partly cloudy and 31. Then in the weekend, we transitioning a bit again. Saturday, cloudy and 35. And then Sunday, precipitation back in the forecast. We'll find out what Stu Muck has up his sleeve besides his arm. He's joining us in about 15 minutes.
You'd never settle for underperformance. You'd never settle for less than maximum yield. You'd never settle for gaps in the stand. So why settle for anything less than DeKalb corn? DeKalb seed is for those who make outstanding performance a priority. With a broad portfolio of products bred to maximize profit potential on every field. DeKalb brand corn. Never settle. Visit DeKalb.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Protovate Nutritional Seed Enhancer is an 80-20 talc graphite replacement that provides the critical nutrients corn and soybeans need for early and uniform emergence. Learn more at getgreatergrowth.com.
It's not just a city-urban issue. It's also something impacting rural communities, opioid addiction. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke. Did you know 1 in 6 adults in the state of Wisconsin in the past year have been prescribed and used opioids? Unfortunately, some continue opioid use far beyond a doctor's prescription. I talked about the epidemic with Paul Krupski. He is the director of opioid initiatives at the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. He's also one of their policy directors. And he said, this is not a problem that Wisconsin developed overnight. It's been around for decades.
So the opioid epidemic, you know, now it really goes back truly almost a couple decades. And how it really all started was around prescription drugs, prescription opioids. And what we were led to believe, what prescribers were led to believe, was that those prescription opioids, such as oxycodone, were not addictive, that they were a good way to treat long-term chronic pain. And obviously what we found out from all that is that's not the case. They are obviously quite addictive, and they're not necessarily the right approach for different ailments or different conditions, different diagnoses. And individuals, unfortunately, then from being prescribed these high levels and high amounts of prescription opioids became dependent on them. And so that's how it really all started. And now to where we are today, we've really seen the epidemic continue to evolve. So to kind of speak to that a little quickly, just to get us up to speed. When we realized what was happening with prescription drugs across this country, there were many steps that were put in place, some federally, some state by state. And unfortunately, the genesis that came from that is so many people were now dependent on prescription opioids that when they were no longer available to them, or they weren't available at the amount that they needed based off the dependency that they had created from the prescription, they turned to other illicit opioids. And what we saw then was a rise in heroin. And so across this country, then many individuals started turning to the illicit drugs, to heroin, who were addicted to opioids. keep fast forwarding, then what we saw then was new drugs began being introduced into the entire illicit drug supply. And I think the one that that your listeners might be most familiar with that has garnered the most attention over the last several years is fentanyl. Mm-hmm. And so fentanyl is the illicit fentanyl, I should say, is what is being brought into this country and is really being cut into the entire drug supply. So it's an opioid, but really it's being found in just about anything you can think of. So methamphetamine, cocaine, fake prescription pills that are being manufactured. Some are even just straight fentanyl. And so it's really, and really the potency of this is what has continued to heighten the number of deaths that we are seeing, not just in Wisconsin, but across this country related to opioids, and has really caused us to really have to continue to adapt and evolve with the epidemic as a whole so that we can try and get people the help that they need so that we can, get them into off the dependency that they have of these drugs and into that recovery and hopefully long-term recovery from the substance use that they are currently struggling with. So that's really a quick kind of 20-year synopsis or so of what the opioid epidemic is and how we got to where we are today.
Paul, did I overstate? Is it an issue in rural communities? I mean, like I said to you before we started, sometimes these are just things we do not discuss readily in rural communities. Is this also an impact issue for rural communities?
Absolutely. When I am out speaking with folks all over the state of Wisconsin, the one thing I emphasize is that this is not a urban issue. This is not a southeastern Wisconsin issue. This is not a Fox Valley issue. This is a statewide issue, especially, again, going back to what I just stated around what we are seeing now and what is really driving the epidemic these last 5-6 years, which is fentanyl, because fentanyl is being found in any type of substance. It is a statewide issue. It is a national issue and one that everybody should be aware of. So we really need to, a reason why I really appreciate you having me on your show is to really, it all starts with awareness and education. And we need people to be aware of what is happening and then provide them, educational pieces so that they can better understand it, but then also get them wanting to learn more and better understand what is happening around the state and specifically in their communities.
Well, and I've witnessed this myself. Like you said, what might have started off as trying to handle pain, suddenly it just turns into an everyday gotta-have situation. And that's regardless of age, correct?
Yes, for sure. It doesn't matter. Obviously, everybody has different genetics, different tolerances. But really, going back to how it all started with the prescription medications, there's a lot of studies and there's a lot of data and research that's out there now that says, just using it a few times can create dependency on it, and ultimately, addiction. So. It doesn't take much on the prescription drugs. And like I said, we've done a really good job nationally and in our state addressing that. But, it doesn't mean that it still doesn't exist and that it still doesn't start that way for many individuals.
Again, if you're just joining us, this is Paul Krupski. He is the director of opioid initiatives for the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. He's also a policy director for the Department of Health Services. We're talking about opioid use and, unfortunately, the addiction that can follow. Tell me, Paul, what I should look for as far as signs of opioid addiction. I mean, like I said, it may start off innocently with that prescription tab from the doc. Tell me a little bit about telltale signs I should be aware of.
Yeah, well, I think the signs that you might want to be looking for in friends, loved ones, family members around opiates would be just the same type of stuff that you look for with any type of substance use, right? You just want to look for those behavioral changes. Are they acting in a manner that they haven't before, and that's catching you off guard, or that you're questioning, right? Are they not staying in touch with you? Are they not showing up to things when you see them? Do they appear to be in a different state of mind, or even just look different, right? Those are the types of just general things that you really want to look for, you know, those behavioral type changes, as well as physical changes, and just, you know your friends and your family members and your loved ones well. And so when you see something that you might be questioning, especially, you know, if you know that they've struggled with substance use in the past, that's when you want to, you know, say something and try and help them address what they're dealing with and get them the help that they need.
Well, and that's another key issue in rural communities, help that you need. Those kinds of resources are few and far between. Now, I know the Department of Health Services has just expanded some of the support systems. Tell me a little bit about support that's available out there, Paul, and where families, I guess, can turn.
Yeah. Yeah. So at the Department of Health Services, you know, our goal with not just treatment and recovery support services for opioid use disorder, but for all substance use disorder, is that we really want to make sure that anywhere across the state, wherever you live, you have access to these services. And, you know, we acknowledge that in different parts of the state, that's just not the case. And as you brought up, in rural areas, there are definitely more challenges that exist than in other parts of the state. But we're doing our best to address that and making sure that people have access to care. And what we're really talking about is not just that medicine component, not just the medicine that's part of the treatment for the substance use disorder, but also that integrated care that supports the behavioral and the mental health diagnoses as well. We want people to have access to counseling, access to therapy, access to all the other recovery support services that are needed as well too. So, you know, benefiting from a peer that has struggled with substance use in the past too.
Lots of great information. That's Paul Krupski. He is the Director of Opioid Initiatives at the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. He's also one of their policy directors. He said he understands that this is not something normally discussed in rural communities, but it doesn't mean that this isn't impacting rural communities. He said their goal now to continue to grow their network of resources, so no matter where you are in the state of Wisconsin, there is some assistance nearby. How can you find it? Well, pick up the phone and dial 211. That will get you connected with not only services near you, but there will also be online and texting options available as well. 211. Paul Krupski from the Department of Health and Human Services. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station. The Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I'm not even clear from conflicting headlines whether or not Robin Voss has the cojones to move forward with impeachment against Megan Multh. Why would he do such a thing? You know, just a couple of weeks after he said he wasn't going to do such a thing. Well, he's been threatened, huh? By what? A group headed by his primary opponent, Adam Steed.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Like smelt fries and music on the river, we're uniquely Amory. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
At Rejuvenation Clinic of Sauk Prairie, this treatment results in a natural, more youthful appearance of the mouth and often lasts a year or longer.
Let your natural beauty shine through.
Visit us at rejuvenationclinicofsaukprairie.com.
From farm to fork and everything in between, we cover it all. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
All righty, let's find out what's coming our way weather-wise. We've got a lot of folks that either are going to hit the road this morning or will probably in the next 24 hours' time. And then there's always the commute back. Time for our Compure Financial Ag Weather Update on a Wednesday. Stumacher, Ag Meteorologist, along with us. You know, I was mentioning earlier how quickly things can change in Wisconsin. I was coming from the farm yesterday, and it was fine. Then you get down towards Fond du Lac, and it was snow. And then you get to Madison, and it was wet. Do you see any real snaggles when it comes to travel for the kind of Thanksgiving extended weekend?
Not really, unless you look at a late Saturday night into Sunday, when there could be that little rain-snow mix again. Not going to amount to much, but that's about the only time frame.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, for the deer hunters that got to be out there, they might be happier with that than what they experienced opening weekend. Give me some specifics then. Still that cloudy overcast stuff today that seems to sap the energy right out of you.
Oh, I think we're going to beat a lot of that out today, so it should brighten up. And that, to me, is a big deal. If we can get some sunshine out there, definitely going to have sunshine in store for Thanksgiving Thursday and Friday as well. Sunny, but it does get cooler. That's the downside here. I think that clearing should happen. A cool front's pulling east away from Wisconsin this morning. No precipitation even nearby. I mean, we're looking to Ontario, Canada, eastern Ohio. That's about the closest rain. So we are going to be staying dry. High pressure's edging in today. So sunshine breaks out, and that's all well and good. But a weak cool front does sweep in out of the northwest. How weak? Very weak. No precipitation. It will give us a wind shift. I'd expect late tonight into Friday, winds return to the northwest and north, and that's why that cooler air begins to start flooding on in. Temperatures dropping back to normal or just below tomorrow, and then definitely below normal for the weekend. The next weak system we talked about, really late Saturday night or just into Sunday, may account for a little snow or a rain-snow mix in Wisconsin. I'll have forecast details right after this.
Here come the holidays, and if you want to make sure to put a smile on someone's face, start your shopping at Bavaria Sausage. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Youngke here for the whole crew at Bavaria Sausage, corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg, open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week online, BavariaSausage.com. If you want to make sure you're giving an authentic gift this season, start at Bavaria Sausage with their gift boxes. Wisconsin cheese, old world flavored sausage, all ready to go. And get your order in early so it arrives on time. How about taking a look at all their holiday hams that are available? And they've got all kinds of extra Christmas goodies that you can shop as well. When it comes to putting a smile on people's face during the holiday season, start at Bavaria Sausage. Remember, they've got gift cards available for someone to use here or halfway around the world. That's what it's all about. Bavaria Sausage on the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg, BavariaSausage.com.
All right, buddy, let's have the details on that weather forecast. Like you said, it doesn't look like it's going to be too tough to get to the Thanksgiving turkey. Might have to monitor it on the weekend.
Yeah, that little bit into early Sunday. Mostly sunny skies develop for us today. We brighten up, and that's great. In the lower 40s, 44, maybe a 45 at La Crosse. Cross your fingers. Northwest winds starting out today, 5 to 10. Maybe come southwest yet as we head toward midday or afternoon. Clear, a little cool, upper 20s overnight. Southwest winds, 5 to 15. That weak front turns those winds back to the northwest before daybreak. Then come Thanksgiving Day, sunny, a little cooler, upper 30s, maybe a low 40 in southern and eastern Wisconsin. The north winds at 5 to 15. And Friday, still mostly sunny and nice, low 30s with the north winds at 5 to 10. We add a couple of degrees to that Saturday, Pam, but we've talked about it. Late Saturday night, early Sunday, some light snow, a possibility. Just keep an eye on it.
Yeah, that's exactly what we'll do for everybody that's got to do some traveling. All right, buddy, sounds good. We will catch up with you post Thanksgiving Friday.
Yeah, Black Friday morning.
Woo. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. I forget about that, too. Okay, good. Yeah, good to that.
Yeah.
See you later, man. Thanks. Happy Thanksgiving. Yep.
You too.
Stumacher, Ag Meteorologist, with those weather details that you're looking for. I forgot all about Black Friday. You can tell, Yonk,
does not shop, at least not that day. All right. Again, talk text line always open for you. If you've got weather observations you want to share, we're pivoting from rain to the snow updates. 877-301-FARM. That's 877-301-3276. Your ag weather update this morning brought to you courtesy of Compeer Financial. Compeer Financial is your financial partner. Committed to agriculture in rural America. Don't forget, you can find them online and find an office near you at Compeer.com.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
In touch with the city of Lakes. In touch with you. This is Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Let's talk about the debate over stadium renovations at American Family Field, what the team's going to kick in, what they're willing to kick in, what state legislators are willing to approve. There have been some more adjustments to the bill, and I'll admit I haven't talked much about it because I feel like everything's all still rather fluid.
I think fluid is the right word, Pat. You're a man of words. Way to go. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Maybe we'll have a cookie trade.
I like that idea. I like that a lot.
We'll eat them while we're on the show.
Because everyone loves listening to people on the radio eat.
Calvin, what's your favorite cookie?
Shout out to my mom's. She makes these sour cream cookies around Christmas time, and they're really good.
My mouth just watered.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates radio show.
Chris from Middleton. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
I'm a Democrat. I totally agree that there's been too much corporate influence probably in the Democratic Party. I liked how Bernie talked about economic issues, and I agree we need more of that. But I don't think we can also afford to shy away from the identity politics. In fact, we got to lean into the identity politics and not be shy about it.
The Devil's Advocates radio show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Let's talk about the debate over stadium renovations at American Family Field, what the team's going to kick in, what they're willing to kick in, what state legislators are willing to approve. There have been some more adjustments to the bill, and I'll admit I haven't talked much about it because I feel like everything's all still rather fluid.
I think fluid is the right word, Pat. You're a man of words. Way to go. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
ABC News, I'm Inez de la Quatera. They got a deal, Israel and Hamas agreeing to a four-day pause in their hostilities that'll allow supplies into Gaza and around 50 hostages to be released.
Most people feel like this is the one shot. If people aren't released in this deal, they could be in there for years. The last Israeli hostage held was a soldier in Gaza. He was in there for 6 years as they negotiated over his release. And eventually, there were 1,027 Palestinian prisoners released from Israeli prisons.
ABC's Matt Gutman in Tel Aviv. Three people remain unaccounted for after a landslide smashed into three homes in a remote fishing community in southeast Alaska. Three people were killed. One adult survived. Like we needed any more incentive to avoid ultra-processed foods like chips and ice cream, reporting in the European Journal of Nutrition, researchers linked a 10% increase in daily consumption of processed foods to a 23% higher risk for head and neck cancers and a 24% increase in esophageal cancer. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court heard arguments Tuesday in a lawsuit challenging the state's legislative maps. Lawyer Mark Gaber, arguing for the petitioners, suggests Wisconsin's political boundaries are some of the most out of proportion in the United States.
This shocks people across the country who look at this map. This is like foreign to what redistricting looks like.
The court will decide whether Wisconsin's maps are drawn to the point of being unconstitutional. The opening weekend of the 9-day gun deer hunt in Wisconsin was slower than last year. The Department of Natural Resources says this year's opening weekend numbers were about 16% lower than last year. Wildlife officials blame mild weather. This year's season started several days earlier than last year's. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
It's the Packers and the Lions on Thanksgiving. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Detroit has hosted an NFL game on Thanksgiving since 1934. The tradition continues when the Lions face Green Bay, kickoff at 11:30 a.m. on CBS. 17 players on the Packers injury list, including rookie tight end Luke Musgrave, who had to be hospitalized with an abdominal injury after beating the Chargers on Sunday. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
He didn't say anything all game. You know, something came up and he'd been in the hospital.
NBA, big game for the Bucks. They lay their 5-game winning streak on the line when they take on Drew Holiday and the Celtics, 6:30 tonight in Boston. Giannis, interviewed on Bally Sports Wisconsin, asked about Chris Middleton surpassing Sidney Moncrief for leading scorer in franchise history.
He's number 4 now. How cool is that for you?
It's really cool, but he's not catching me. He's not catching me. Got a long way to go.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy skies today with a high of 43. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight, 22. Highs around 30 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 24.
Timeout.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
UPTUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Let's talk about the debate over stadium renovations at American Family Field, what the team's going to kick in, what they're willing to kick in, what state legislators are willing to approve. There have been some more adjustments to the bill, and I'll admit I haven't talked much about it because I feel like everything's all still rather fluid.
I think fluid is the right word, Pat. You're a man of words. Way to go. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Broadcasting from atop the water tower. Well, not really, but it sounds fun. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
This week here with Minnesota coming up for Wisconsin football.
Ham is the name. Farm speak is the game. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Happy Thanksgiving in advance from me and all the team here at the Midwest Farm Report. No show tomorrow, no markets tomorrow, but we'll be back with you on Friday. Weather-wise, it looks like partly cloudy skies on the way again today. 43 are expected high for Thanksgiving Thursday. Sunshine, 41. Friday, partly cloudy and 31. Saturday, cloudy skies, 35 degrees. Hopefully, that is going to make any travels that you might have to encounter a little bit more pleasant. I'm Pam Yonke, by the way. Tickled to have you along with us. Hey, stick around. Not only is it Christmas tree time all of a sudden in the state of Wisconsin, it's cheese box time. And that means for a lot of busy shops across the state of Wisconsin, Stephanie Hoff has the details on the way. So today is the 22nd day of November. What can I tell you? On this day, back in 1963, John F. Kennedy was assassinated. He was the 35th president of the United States, shot by Lee Harvey Oswald while traveling in a motorcade in Dallas, Texas. That was on this day back in 1963, the fourth American president to be assassinated while in office. On this day in 1995, Toy Story is released. Produced by Pixar, the movie follows the adventures of human-like toys. It was the world's first feature-length computer-animated movie. Toy Story, the original, aired on this day back in 1995. Happy birthday to actress Jamie Lee Curtis, 65 years young and fabulous. Scarlett Johansson, she is 39. And now you know. It's a Wednesday. Time to catch up with our friends from the Steffes Group. Spell it with me, huh? STEFFES group.com, one of the most comprehensive websites you're going to find when it comes to shopping for anything from land to cattle to equipment of all types. Ashley Hewn from the Steffes Group along with us. Remember, if you ever want to talk to these folks, get a feel for what an auction would feel like in your world, call them 800-726-8609. That's 800-726-8609. Like I said, Ashley Hewn back along with us. I got to believe the phone's still ringing too, Ashley. I mean, granted, we're coming towards the end of the calendar year, but some people, it takes a little while to make a decision that's as big as an auction, huh?
Well, the prices are certainly higher. And so, it used to be you could buy a tractor for $20,000. Now guys are spending $150,000 to $250,000, maybe more. Mm-hmm. So it's a big purchase, and we take that seriously. So we put as many pictures up as we can. We get you in touch with the right people to learn about that piece of equipment so you can do your homework and make a good buying decision.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the other thing I want to remind people about is the Steffes Group does focus quite a bit of time and attention on Wisconsin. Front part of December, we've got that consignment sale that is focused specifically on Wisconsin. And I'm just looking at the steffesgroup.com website. You got a couple big auctions coming up right in Wisconsin, too.
Yeah, we do. And that first week of December is going to be busy for us. We've got the Tice Brothers right there in Verona, Wisconsin. Great line of ready equipment. So check out all their Case IH stuff they have on that sale. And then, of course, Gordon and Kathy Michaels in West Bend on the 8th. If you remember, we sold their land and the cattle back in September. So now we're back here doing the farm equipment sale.
Right, yeah. And everything in their previous sales, everything went so fast. It was so robust, I'm sure. We're looking forward to the same, and I'm going to guess that the consignment auction stacked up pretty well as far as participants, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Lots of interest out there. We've got people calling, wanting to sell. We've got lots of people looking for specific things to buy. Mm. I really like having those conversations, whether it's someone calling saying, hey, I need a 500-horse four-wheel drive or I need a 100-horse chore tractor. you know, what should I buy or what are you seeing in the market? We're having those conversations all the time.
You know, the other thing I like to remind people about it, especially at this time of the year, Steffens Group is also a place where you can turn if you're looking for something like hay. Your cohort, Randy Kath, kind of heads that end up too, Ashley, but it does give people a sense of scope of work for the Steffens Group. Tailor fitting auctions right here in Wisconsin, be it the consignment sale or those individual sales, and then offering kind of that broader scope of a hay auction, everything all in one place.
Yeah, truly. Litchfield's the only facility we run hay auctions out of, but you're right. If it's agriculture, we want to be involved. So we get into a lot of different aspects, and, you know, basically we're here to serve the farmers and help fill a need out there.
Exactly. And like we said, folks, if you want to check out some of your neighbors that are working with the Steffens Group, like I said, Randy and Laverne Tice just outside of Madison and Verona, they've got their sale coming up next week, starting online. And then, as we said, finishing up business over in West Bend with the Michaels. That's just a small example of the sales that the Steffens Group is taking great care to conduct. And remember, don't be intimidated by the number of sales that are on their website. That just shows you the depth of staff that you've got running all over the place, Ashley, because not a one of those auctions listed at steffensgroup.com goes without meeting Steffens staff, right?
Yeah, truly. These things don't happen on their own, like you said, and there's a salesperson that's coming to you and sitting at your kitchen table. That's where it all starts. Go through the process, explain how the advertising works, what the costs are involved, and timing. When's the best timing? We get that question a lot. So we really have a lot of great people in our company that can come and out and help you with that.
Beautiful. Ashley Hoon along with us from the Steffens Group. Again, folks, no matter what you're looking for, start your search at steffensgroup.com. That's STEFFES group.com. Like we said, bunch of Wisconsin auctions coming up in the next couple of weeks. Check them out online. And then remember, if you're ready to take care of business yourself, you want to get involved, you want the best to be taking care of your situation, call 800-726-8609. That's 800-726-8609. Ashley Hewen along with us from the Steffens Group.
Innovation. That's BioVet. Livestock producers rely on BioVet for microbial and nutritional support. Keeping livestock eating and productive. Make BioVet your trusted partner for your livestock health since 1991. Learn more at biodashvet.com. Innovation. That's BioVet.
Your own mutual assurance. Keeping Wisconsin strong.
As a proud sponsor of the WIAA, Rural Mutual roots for all of Wisconsin's student athletes. Whether they're a hometown hero or they dream of the national spotlight, sportsmanship keeps Wisconsin strong. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA to learn more about how they support high school athletics.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Well, first it was Taylor County, and this week it's Trempealeau County. The Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection announcing that they found another case of highly pathogenic avian influenza in a commercial flock in Trempealeau County. They are working with owners of the property to make sure that the premises do not allow any movement of poultry products or birds, and they will help to depopulate the flock so that the birds do not enter the food system. But again, second case in 10 days' time of highly pathogenic avian influenza, this time in a flock in Trempealeau County. Markets in overnight electronic trade this morning are mixed. Right now, December corn currently trading unchanged at $4.69. The soybeans for January are down 12 cents, $13.65. July new crop wheat's unchanged at $6.11. Yesterday in Chicago, the barrel cheese dropped another penny and a half, $1.49.5. 40-pound block cheese was down a penny at $1.59, but AA butter gained a penny and a quarter at $2.53 a bushel. The fluid milk contracts this morning for December are up six, currently at $16.46. January milk's up two at $16.54 a hundredweight. You know, we just talked about highly pathogenic avian influenza back in another flock in Tremplo County. Last year, that was a major influence on the price you paid for the Thanksgiving meal. This year, you're getting a bit of a break. That's according to Roger Cryan. He is the chief economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation. I caught up with him last week during our farm broadcaster convention in Kansas City, and he explains a little bit more about the elements that go into the price you're paying for food on this Thanksgiving feast.
We found in our informal survey, which we've been doing since 1986, that the cost of a Thanksgiving supper with a turkey in the middle of it was down about 4.5%. It's important to remember, though, that is still up 25% from about 4 years ago. So this year the turkey was less expensive because we had an ease on avian influenza was less of a problem this year than it was last year. So there were more turkeys, so the turkey was cheaper. And there's always some ups and downs in food. That's one of the reasons why when we look at inflation numbers, there's a measure minus food and energy, because those things go up and down. But the bottom line is, there's a few bottom lines. So one of the bottom lines is, at $6.20 per person, it's a very affordable meal. We are very fortunate in America that we spend a smaller share of our income on our food than any other country in the entire world, that's something to be very thankful for this time of year. Another really important point to draw from the comparison to 2019 is how much inflation has hit us. I won't get into all the ins and outs about who caused it. It was Jay Powell. All the reasons that we have inflation, but the fact is we've had substantial inflation.
Roger Cryan, one of the chief economists at the American Farm Bureau Federation, explaining a little bit more behind your Thanksgiving meal. Like you said, still one of the most affordable in the world. Another holiday tradition, especially in Wisconsin, cheese boxes and cheese. Stephanie Hoff's got more on that coming up on your Wednesday.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Mino and the Mayor. Hey.
Lisa Malik, Local 5 Live. Good morning.
Hi, so nice to be back with you again.
Nice to see you. How come you never have me on your co-host your TV show anymore?
If you guys think herding cats is like herding Mino for radio, you should try doing that for 4-minute segments for TV.
Her producer, go here and just, Lisa, for the love of God, control him this segment.
Mino and the Mayor. Weekday mornings from 6 until 8. On the talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. The Todd Almaz Show.
What really prompted me to call is how respectful and willing to listen you are. We are human beings. People have their beliefs for a whole lot of reasons. Some of them rational, maybe some of them not.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate the call, Stephanie. Look, we just need to listen to each other. Doesn't mean we always have to agree. I'm not going to give in on what facts are. But we do have to listen to one another if we want to try to get this country back on track.
The Todd Almaz Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. From the Mississippi to the Apple and points eastward, you're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Our canine cuddle ambassador here to provide good-natured, loving, fuzzy support to further our level of personal care. Someday you might meet Elmer as we assist you with an individual life celebration.
Let our family help your family.
Visit GundersonFH.com. Over 100 years as your hometown life celebration center.
If you combine pajamas and rubber boots to check on the barn, we welcome you. This is the Midwest Farm Report.
When the cold weather hits and football is on TV and the holiday gatherings kick into high gear, that's when I'm smothering everything in cheese, and so is everybody else. And for cheese processors, this is their busy season. Ian Baim joins us. He's the president of Pine River Prepack, based in Newton, Wisconsin. He says between the FFA fruit boxes, flavor innovation in the holidays, the cheese plant is in go time.
Yeah, this is our two-minute drill here, fourth quarter, 2 minutes to go. That's kind of how I like to put it. But our busiest time really picks up in July as our customers and distributors start to build up inventory for football season and then leading into the holidays. So a big chunk of our business happens kind of between, production happens between July and November. So definitely a popular item around tailgate season, and as people start to get together for holidays and back to school as well, it's a quick, convenient snack. So a lot of people looking for easy things, and that's one of them. So, but yeah, we'll be busy here through Thanksgiving and into the first couple weeks of December, and then it'll kind of fall off after that. So,
give me a sense of size and scale, just how much cheese you guys ship out.
Sure. So we have we're at 37 employees right now, and on a given day, we run anywhere between 50 and 1,000, 100,000 containers, which, depending on the size of container, that can be anywhere from 30 to 60,000 pounds. So in a given year, this year we're going to produce just north of 10 million cheese cups, which is a record-breaking year for us, and we're able to put that all out of our one facility here in Newton, and we use a lot of grade A cheddar, grade A butter, and whey powders, all procured here and made with Wisconsin milk and cheese.
Now, I know we can find Pine River cheese here in Wisconsin, but where else are you guys distributing?
So we are now nationwide. We are in every state, I think, except for Hawaii. We also have a little bit of business in Canada and in Mexico as well. But a lot of the bigger retailers all over the country, we've really started to increase our footprint on the West Coast, but we're very familiar down in the East Coast, down south on the East Coast and kind of on the Far East. But obviously here in the Midwest, we're everywhere.
Ian, as you experience some growth in production, are you also seeing some additions of new flavors, new styles of product? Is there anything that you're experimenting with at Pine River?
Yeah, so we are. I can't tell you too much yet because it's still early in the process, but we are looking at creating a new bold premium line with some new flavors that are and it's kind of a response to some consumer and customer requests for a real high-end deli case items. So they're looking for some bold, unique flavors that will really attract some new customers, especially the millennials or the younger crew that are always looking for something new and different. And so we're trying to break away from our traditional flavors and maybe try something new. But we'll find out here early next year if we move forward with that, and maybe you'll see it next summer.
And this kind of goes into also how your consumers are using your product. It might not just be used to spread on crackers anymore, right?
No, that is correct. Yeah, there's a lot of uses. You can find them on our website, a lot of recipe ideas. So it's anywhere you can use natural cheese, really, our cheese spreads come into play, and they can provide a lot of flavor with a one-ingredient step. So that's what I always like to say is we can save you a couple steps and just grab the cheese spread out and grab a spoon and throw it into your dish, whether it's scrambled eggs, baked potatoes, soups, anything like that. So you can get pretty creative. And we have customers in the food service side who do use our product for mac and cheese and cheese dogs and cheese fries and things like that. So it's an easy burger topper, anything like that. So we get a lot of ideas from employees, and we do employee lunches here where we try to get creative and introduce the cheese spreads into whatever lunch we're providing that day. So that's where a lot of our creative minds put together, come up with some awesome ideas.
Tell me, what remains probably your most popular product?
So our number one, hands down, is the port wine. Like you said, you had two tubs in your fridge, and that's very common, I think, across the country, and especially down in the South. They just love port wine down there. It's the most nostalgic, classic flavor that everybody kind of remembers. So that one has been our number one. But we've seen some growth in the spicy beer. That has quickly become one of our most popular. And then also our mango habanero and some of our other newer flavors have really seen tremendous growth lately. So anything that's different, unique, and pimento is another one that's a little bit more of a dip. And I think the consumers are really liking that dip ability, which the mango habanero also provides.
If this is getting the gears turning in your head on gift ideas or what you should bring to your next family gathering, look no further than your local FFA chapter. Another place that folks will find Pine River Cheese Spread is in the FFA Fruit Box fundraiser. And this is a partnership that you've been a part of for a while, right, Ian?
Yeah, so we have a couple big distributors in the Midwest, and then we have one down in Florida. And so they're big citrus FFA fruit fundraisers, and they throw our items on there, and that's been a growing business ever since I've been here for 15 years. Every year it seems like they order more and more, and people that are ordering their grapefruits and oranges love to throw on some cheese spreads as well, and they they sell them at a great price as well, for considering it's a fundraiser. So that has been a big seasonal business as well, as you would imagine. It's this time of year, and they order a lot, and it's all on a couple orders. So that's that adds to a lot of the busy time here this time of year.
Do you know the percentage that goes to FFA from a container of cheese in that box?
It's usually 50%, but that is not the decision or a number that I get to find out from our customers. But it's usually about 50% of the proceeds go to the FFA.
Are you projecting another big year for these boxes? What are you hearing from your suppliers?
Yeah, so we actually have all the orders in, and orders are the same, if not a little bit more than last year. And typically, as orders trickle in, there's a last-minute order in December, which we need to turn very quick. So it's kind of a guess at this point, but right now it is trending upwards, so that's a good thing.
Ian Boehm taking some time with us during his busiest time of year. He's the president of Pine River Prepack, based in Newton, Wisconsin. They're celebrating their 60th anniversary this year, and what a way to wrap things up with record production and growing demand across their markets. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Jahnke.
From the heart of the St. Croix Valley, we're in touch with you. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Let's talk about the debate over stadium renovations at American Family Field, what the team's going to kick in, what they're willing to kick in, what state legislators are willing to approve. There have been some more adjustments to the bill, and I'll admit I haven't talked much about it because I feel like everything's all still rather fluid.
I think fluid is the right word, Pat. You're a man of words. Way to go. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Today, another example of women finding their place in agriculture on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators, and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm: Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of precision farming tools that connect your entire operation year-round. Planter, Ag Leader It. Sprayer, Ag Leader It. Combine, Ag Leader It. Farm data? You guessed it, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. Yesterday, I talked about a recent event in West Virginia in conjunction with the 20th anniversary of Annie's Project, a nonprofit empowering farm women across the country. Brittany Ferris took part. She's with Family Roots Farm near Wellsburg, West Virginia.
As a woman in agriculture, as a woman in any industry, you are an asset. You are valuable. I'm very fortunate in the sense that our farm, since the 1800s, has been women-driven and women-owned and operated, which is really cool.
When it comes to the farm, Ferris is business-focused.
Every item that we make on the farm has a specific enterprise budget that shows us our profit before and after those fixed costs. I think that's probably had the most impact on like the success of our business, because while we all love what we do, at the end of the day, we do need to hit a profit so that we are sustainable in more ways than just one.
Ferris's message for other women in agriculture:
whether you're in a farm or in another industry, be confident in what you do and be proud of what you do and share that with others. And I think just sometimes sharing our story can have the greatest impact on young women.
Learn more on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I'm not even clear from conflicting headlines whether or not Robin Voss has the cojones
to move forward with impeachment against Megan Wolf. Why would he do such a thing? You know, just a couple of weeks after he said he wasn't going to do such a thing. Well, he's been threatened, huh? By what? A group headed by his primary opponent, Adam Steed.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Inez Del-